Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people release any past emotional trauma and rewire programs so that they can live a life of joy. So I am super excited to introduce Tara Chatterton. Now, Tara is a transformational mentor, intuitive healer, and soon to be author living in the Pacific Northwest. She specializes in helping individuals resolve repressed emotional trauma and establish a secure foundation within themselves so they can finally start having healthy, loving relationships. Now, Tara has a natural affinity and passion for working with individuals who have endured issues of abandonment and self-worth. Using simple techniques, Tara reframes her clients' internal programs and releases their emotional triggers energetically. This gives them the skills and awareness needed to reveal their true nature and rewrite a new story for themselves. Tara is excited to be launching her first book in 2021 called If Your Ship is Sinking, Become the Ocean. Now, this book takes a deeper look into the processes that she covers with her clients. Well, welcome, Tara. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I'm so excited to be here too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people really heal their feelings of abandonment and self-value issues so they can finally enjoy a life of happiness. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to tell you all about it too.
Well, Tara, tell me exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your intuitive healing and transformational mentorship work?
I have a really good story about that, actually. So several years ago, I started a life that was in the opposite direction of who I really was. I had a retail shop back then, and but in that environment, I felt stuck really quickly. I started developing a lot of health issues, and I struggled to keep my store open. It was during the recession, so it was just a really hard time. And it wasn't the right position for me to be in. During that time, a really good friend of mine and my father both passed away in the same year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a huge wake-up call for me. And from then on, I really just made a choice to start choosing myself first and start making my choices for me, really, instead of fear. So in that time, I was like, I really have to start making changes for myself. So I started taking different classes and programs, just exploring different healing modalities. And I, you know, got a lot of different certifications and stuff. So, I mean, I'd always wanted to be a healer. And so I knew that that was kind of the direction to start going in.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, that was quite a shift from being a retail shop owner and then really aligning with that healing work that you've always wanted to be doing. Well, how long have you had this healing and mentorship business? And during that time, has your mission or vision evolved?
Yeah. So I've been in business for about 5 years now. I started out really slow. So my start date's a little blurry. Well, I also lost my shop. So I don't know if I mentioned that. So after 7 years, I had to close up shop. And everything kind of hit rock bottom then. So I really just started slow, taking a lot of classes. And during that time, I just kind of had shiny object syndrome in a way. I became a nutritional therapist, a hypnotherapist, like all these different things. But then eventually, none of that became the backbone of my work. So my vision really evolved a lot over that time. And eventually, I finally came into alignment with what I was doing and developed my own healing methods.
Nice. Yeah, that's great that you called it shiny object syndrome, which is really common amongst entrepreneurs that are starting out without this clear vision, because you're just trying to find that, like you said, that real alignment with what your true passion and expertise is. And it sounds like you really dialed into what that vision was, and which is that motivation and clarity. Well, have there been, besides just that work and really fine-tuning what your focus needed to be, were there any other big roadblocks or challenges that you had to overcome along the way? I know you talked about just having to go through some healing yourself, but you know, beyond that, were there any other big challenges?
Absolutely. So I lost my business. So there was a lot of debt that I was facing. Mm-hmm. And I had childhood trauma stuff to resolve. But having that experience with the store, it actually, I realized it was like a reflection of all of that, that was forcing me to look at it all. So part of this slow process I was taking, I spent a lot of time working on myself. So, I mean, it was really the main hurdle was the emotional stuff. But within that, there was so many other things. I started feeling like nothing was ever going to work out for me again, because that's how it went with the store. I really had to build myself up and feel confident enough to work with others. And so I did that, but then I also had to feel confident to market myself. That was a whole nother ballpark for me to venture into.
Right. Those skill sets are not something that we're born with, you know, sales and marketing and business skills, but it's definitely something that, you know, there are resources out there. But I'm just curious, how did you build up your self-worth in being in business for yourself? I think that's what you were indicating, that you had to build up, but just tools or resources that you tapped into, or a mentor yourself, or how did you get those skills?
Well, actually by using my own healing techniques.
Nice.
It's the main way that I did that.
Yeah.
So I use my own techniques on myself pretty much daily still. And it really has transformed my life. Like I feel like I'm just like a completely different person than who I was back then. And I've just stepped into who I'm supposed to be more. And along with that, I've also continued to take other programs that supported me in the marketing sales process, and tried to learn as much as I could about how to sell without feeling so disconnected from it, you know?
Yeah, that is something that, again, like I said, is one of those skills. So, and obviously you're an expert at helping people really uncover what's at the core of their sabotaging patterns, you know, so you have really a solid skill set and expertise within that. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any specific challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
As I've mentioned, it was something that I've had to work a lot at. Mm-hmm. Working one-on-one is a lot easier than the sales part of being in business. I have sort of an innate trigger that goes off when I feel like I'm being too pushy or too salesy. So I've never been a fan of sales, you know, in that sense. So I really had to develop a heart-centered approach and remind myself that my clients need my help, mm-hmm. and make that my priority.
Right. Yeah, that is important to get that right mindset. So am I understanding that your challenge is just in that feeling of being salesy or stepping out of something that is a normal or authentic kind of a conversation, and all of a sudden you feel like you're, you're putting on a different hat. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. And I guess that really comes up the most when I am selling a client on the price or the value of my services. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I've worked through a lot of worth and value issues in myself to feel confident in that process, I realize that my clients also have their own issues around worth. And so they have, you know, a hard time sometimes seeing the importance of investing in themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable and definitely a common challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs and coaches do struggle with. And I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of sales coaching on that if you'd like.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, so it comes down to, you know, like you were identifying, just getting to that conversation point where now you talk about the investment amount or what it looks like to work with you specifically, you know, what it's going to cost them, right? And so that's where I've sensed that you're having some anxieties or, you know, you feel like it's a difficult conversation or a point of the conversation. So in leading up to that, you know, there are several things that go into the client enrollment conversation that really make it a kind of a natural process of what I call the prospect to client journey.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the conversation, you know, they have doubts, they have hesitations. It's just normal. They know that they're going to be given an offer, or it's going to come down to a dollar amount, or it's going to come down to a specific decision. Do you want to move forward or do you want to bow out? And so at the beginning, it's just human nature to have a little bit of resistance because there's a lot of unknowns. Yeah. And then as the conversation unfolds, obviously you build a connection, you gain clarity around what it is they really want to achieve or what their limitations are that they've been frustrated or challenged with and really how that's showing up in their life. Mm-hmm. And just simply by sharing with them what the outcome of working with you can mean to their day-to-day life,
yes,
that right there has significant value. And a lot of entrepreneurs, because they're so close to their expertise, they forget what they have is really a superpower. You know, we are so close to and feel like, this is just like reciting the alphabet. You know, yeah. For somebody else, it's like monumental. It's like, it truly is a transformational experience that they're going to receive. And so by shifting the light off of the fact that you're now talking about a dollar amount and keeping it on to the fact that, you know, you really do have a significant gift and process that this person, by leaning in and applying what it is that you're presenting, can now live a life that is happiness. What's that worth? What's the value of living day to day, moment by moment, in freedom and ease and just a sense of peacefulness? Look at kind of the bigger picture and really lean into this great work that you're doing. That right there takes your energy out of it, because what I'm sensing is it's your energy that's coming into this and not so much your prospective client, although they might have pricing issues or investment issues that are coming up because they're almost sensing your energy and your hesitation. But I recommend really taking your focus onto the outcome and the gift and the life thereafter that your prospective client's going to be living, and the fact that, you know, gosh, there is really no investment level that is big enough to equate that. Not that you want to take your rates sky high, because it still wants to be accessible, but I can probably guess that your rates are very reasonable considering the outcomes of your work. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of clarity just in terms of your mindset and the focus of this part of the conversation, and to lean into the fact that, you know, this is focusing on the outcome of working with you, not so much on it's going to cost such and such dollars.
Yeah, you know, and I can see that very well. And I feel like I do a lot of that before I bring up the price. But then when it comes to the talking about the price, there seems to be a shift that happens. And so for me, like what you're saying is bringing in, you know, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's a shift that happens, you can continue talking about the outcomes as you're talking about the different ways people can work with you. And, mm-hmm. that helps to just really continue bringing in how you work, what your mentorship looks like, and the outcomes, the value, the benefit of this transformational process. And so don't leave that as you transition into the offer portion. So hopefully that helps give you a little bit of clarity on how to maybe refocus during that really important part of the conversation. So, well, I'm curious, Dara, here, how has the COVID pandemic affected your prospective clients or the work that you do? Can you share a little bit about this huge ripple effect that's going on in our world right now and how it might be impacting the work that you do?
You know, mainly I would say it's just created this added pressure to get my work out there and to help more people, because I know it's so needed right now. And it's hard, like, oh my gosh, you know, I know everybody's like facing their fears of instability and needing to process their own emotional trauma right now so that they can get through all the things that are coming up and happening that they're not able to even comprehend, you know. Right. And it's really, you know, my moment to shine in a way. And I recognize this. And so I just feel like, oh, I could help so many people. And I really want to be able to do that. So really, it's just this added pressure, like, oh, I got to get my work out there to others and be of service to others.
Yeah, the work that you do is just so powerful and so needed, and especially in these times where people are feeling incredible stress. So yeah, I can only imagine how your leadership in this area is really beneficial. So can you share with us, you know, a little bit about how you do work with people who finally want to be freed of those deep feelings of abandonment or low self-value? Can you just give insight into your philosophy or your approach?
Definitely. Yes. So basically, it's a combination of using principles based in the law of attraction and connecting with the client's higher self in a way. I receive intuitive messages from the client's higher self. Wow. And I use a system that I've created to identify what needs to be released or worked on or reframed in a really fast manner so that we're not wasting any time. We get a lot done in a session. I write it all out for them so that they can have their notes and reflect back on things. As I identify the issues that come up for them, I release them through that acknowledgement and kind of through breathing through those emotions and patterns. It can get pretty deep sometimes, but really it's kind of like the fast track through therapy, because we just get so much accomplished in such short amount of time. And it's not about the client talking away their problems. Mm-hmm. They are mostly listening to me identify the issues and then talking to them and helping them understand what is going on in their field and what we're reframing and releasing. It's kind of like I go in and like take the problem out of the way so they can finally see who they are without it. And a lot of people have never even imagined who they are without their problems, right? Who they are without their trauma. They actually identify with those things and think that that's who they are. And that's so far from the truth. It really helps people to manifest more. I have people who come to me to manifest more money in their business. And a lot of times it's related to their childhood issues with mother or something like that, right? It also helps accelerate the ascension process, because we're all evolving right now and waking up to these changing times and where we're headed in the world. And so I do that with them, kind of holding space for them. And so it's this very safe environment to process these issues. And then I also help people heal inherited family issues. There's a lot of stuff going on in the bloodline that needs to be acknowledged that we just assume is normal and part of our lives, but really we don't have to live with those things and take on things from our parents. So a lot of the stuff that comes up, because I have to go to this higher level of consciousness to do this work, a lot of the concepts are very otherworldly and kind of out there. So I love working with people who have an open mind for that reason and are really ready to do what it takes to make the changes in their lives. Mm-hmm. Because from there, when they go back to their life, they are noticing the changes through what comes up for them. You know, like somebody might say something to them that normally triggered them, but then now they have the wherewithal to see that they don't want to respond in the same way. And they have the opportunity to change that pattern right then and there. So it's really loosening up all the chaos, you know, that goes on in our head that prevents us from handling those opportunities, and so that we can take advantage of them more readily.
That's great. Yeah, that is fantastic. I love that you have the skills or the intuitive abilities to receive messages from your client's higher self, peel back the layers and stop those patterns that are sabotaging and creating that story, like you said, that there's almost their identity that they think they just have to be that. So, wow, that's powerful, really powerful work, Sarah. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So you can reach me by visiting my website, which is my full name. It's tarachatterton.com, all spelled out together. And on there, they'll have the opportunity to sign up for a free 45-minute consultation with me, where I can like just sit down with them and listen to what's going on in their lives. And we can make a plan of what we want to work on together. And I can just really help them put those things into perspective. And then if they mention this podcast, I'll also offer them a 20% discount on their initial services.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Wow, that is very generous of you. Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. So that's Tara Chatterton. So that's TaraChatterton.com, right?
Yes. Yes.
And there will be a link right there for the consult.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of all over my website. So they'll see it for sure. So
a 45-minute consult. We'll just talk it through and identify some of those areas where those limiting, or maybe identify where the trauma originated and just put together a game plan. So, okay, well, that's fantastic. So that's tarachatterton.com. Yes. Well, Tara, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom during our time together, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say that if they find themselves in that frustrated position, it would benefit them to take a step back from what they are telling themselves and understand that the voice that they are listening to is driven by a limited emotional part of themselves that may not see the path of their success. When we feel frustrated or defeated, this is an emotional state that is pulling you away from what is best for you and doesn't actually have your true success in mind. So when we take a step back and pay attention to who's talking, because we got a lot of voices in our heads that, you know, it's like, we want to listen to the right ones. So we become more objective and gain a better sense of what we really want and need, regardless of how we feel.
Right. Yeah, that is powerful. Just the idea of knowing that that voice isn't necessarily the right voice to listen to. That's a huge nugget of wisdom right there. Well, Tara, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from the retail world of owning your own shop and hearing about the struggles that went along in that phase of your life to now this important work that you're doing, really helping individuals resolve their repressed emotional trauma and establish really a secure foundation within themselves so they can start living, you know, happy and healthy, loving lives and having those relationships that are so fulfilling. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tara through her website, and that's tarachatterton.com. www.sales.com. And be sure to look for that link to grab a 45-minute consult. Sounds like there's a lot of value there. And she's gifting a 20% discount for the work that she is providing. So be sure to mention the podcast when you do have that conversation. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tara Chatterton. And as always, here's to your success.